Preparing Young Men for the Priesthood, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, April 1962, pages 93-95, My beloved brethren, we have had a glorious hour. The message of the presiding bishopric to the young people was just what we had in mind when priesthood was made the theme of this meeting. We have all been inspired by the remarks of those who have spoken and by the singing of these men from the Tabernacle Choir. When President Brown referred to the 121st section of the Doctrine and Covenants, I think he omitted purposely, because of time, one passage which I wish to repeat, reproving betimes with sharpness when moved upon by the Holy Ghost. That limiting clause is very significant. Reproving betimes with sharpness, not because of selfishness, not because of any personal antipathy, not because of personality, but when moved upon by the Holy Ghost, and then showing forth afterwards an increase of love toward him whom thou hast reproved, lest he esteem thee to be his enemy. You may search through pedagogies, theories of teachings in vain, and find no passage that will compare with it in governing people. What I am now going to say to stake presidents and bishops is more of a reminder than of reproof. As people come to conference sometimes a day or two early to go to the temple while it is open, not a few bring in complete recommends. Of such this year there has been an unusually large number. Some bishops seem to be getting careless again. The recommends are faulty for such reasons as no indication of ordinances for which they come. Bishops have not indicated approval with their initials as instructed. Signature of stake president is often omitted. Holders of recommends say they did not know the stake president's signature must be on the recommend. No recommends for children of age to be baptized. For sealing to parents, those who are over age should come with a recommend. And because they are worthy and are going to be sealed, you let them come without a recommend. Correction of faulty recommends is expensive. Pressure of time and circumstances are embarrassing to the people, and sometimes results in their having to be disappointed and delayed. A hint to the wise is sufficient. In conclusion, let me say that just the holding of the priesthood is a blessing which too few of us in our church fully realize, and in order that that realization might become more prized, our bishops should teach the young man who is recommended to receive the Aaronic priesthood what the ordination to the Aaronic priesthood means. You who were present at the inspirational meeting last evening in this building saw on the screen a bishop interviewing a young man 12 years of age in the presence of happy parents. There was a lesson for the entire church. It is not sufficient just to present his name for approval in the meeting of the ward. He should be interviewed and taught previously from the beginning by the bishop. I shall ever cherish in memory our appreciation for Bishop Edward E. Olson of Ogden 4th Ward, who came into our house and interviewed our son Llewellyn, who sits in this audience tonight, and asked him about his willingness to receive the priesthood of Aaron, and gave him instructions accordingly. Our bishop should teach the young man who is recommended to receive the Aaronic priesthood what the ordination to the priesthood means, not just present his name, I repeat, in council in the ward, but teach him that when he is given the priesthood he is expected to be above, not in pride and haughtiness, but in moral standards above his fellows. Specifically, his playmates may swear, but he cannot do so with impunity. Some may even take the name of God in vain. A man of the priesthood cannot do that when he receives the obligation to render service to others. As a representative of Jesus Christ, he who takes the name of God in vain dishonors his priesthood. Others may neglect their duties. Others may make fun of their teachers in day school. Others may break windows. But the bearer of the priesthood cannot do those things. It is the bishop's duty to teach them good citizenship and their duties in the priesthood. Then the bishop will also follow similar teachings when the deacon is worthy to be ordained a teacher, and the teacher to be ordained a priest. With such teaching and training, young men 18 years of age, and young women of corresponding age, may in reality carve the moral atmosphere of the community in which they live. They truly have been set apart, not because of any pride, not because of any desire to rule unrighteously, but because of moral superiority. They are good citizens, and any bishop who profanes the name of God in the presence of others dishonors his priesthood. It is his duty to teach the young man from the time he is a deacon, through being a teacher and priest, the responsibility of true citizenship in the kingdom of God. We are justified in being proud of our young men and young women. Some fail us, yes, some of the children of our Father in heaven failed him. They had a right to choose. They had their free agency, and some of them chose to follow the fallen one, and they are following him today. We also have our free agency, a God-given gift, and some choose unwisely to follow pleasure and indulgence rather than the persistence and effort to rise above that which is low and mean into the realm of spirituality. What I am saying is that to hold the priesthood is an individual blessing, but it requires, it demands, righteous living, God give us power so to honor it, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.